Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that Mr. Jim and his family are not only stuck inside of some giant plant that ate them, but it seems to be starting to digest them, and it's melting their flip-flops. Oh, dear. Ava and Jaden have finally found them, but how in the world are they going to get them out and save the world from these ginormous carnivorous plants? Well, let's find out what happens next. As Jaden was rushing around the beach area looking for something sharp to cut open the plant that Mr. Jim and his family were stuck inside of, Ava was taking a sample of the plant cell to take a closer look at it. Wow, this is unreal. I'm gonna need to call main HQ for this one, said Ava as she reached down for a walkie-talkie. Shh, HQ, come in, this is Ava, over.
Hey, Ava, aren't you on vacation?
I was until Mr. Jim and his family got eaten by a ginormous plant.
Oh my, that's not good. How can we help?
Well, I'm pretty sure this plant is a carnivorous plant, possibly a Venus flytrap, but it's the plant cell that is super strange. I need you to send me as much salt as possible.
Will do. Over and out.
As Jaden was running back into the forest from the beach, he was carrying a large rock with him that hopefully would cut open that plant to get Mr. Jim and his family out of there. He started hitting the stalk of the plant with it and said, Hey Ava, did I hear you ask HQ for salt? Wow, that looks like a heavy rock and it's starting to make some dents, said Ava. Yeah, you see, every plant or animal is made up of something very small, called a cell. Even our body is comprised of all these cells. But there's a difference between animal cells like our cells and plant cells. Animal cells usually increase in size by increasing their cell numbers. They turn 1 into 2 into 4 into 8. Plant cells mainly increase their cell size by becoming larger. They grow by absorbing more water into the central vacuole of the cell. Okay, but what does that mean? Said Jaden as he was huffing and puffing after slamming this giant rock into the plant stem. Well, basically these plant cells are so huge because they've absorbed a lot of water. So is there a way we can drain these plant cells of all the water? Said Jaden. I like the way you think, Jaden. That's exactly why I asked HQ for all the salt. You see, there's a process called osmosis that is going to help us shrink these plants back to their normal size. Or at least I hope so, said Ava. I got it, said Jaden as he pulled back a giant piece of the plant, making a big hole. Mr. Jim! Are you able to climb through this hole here? He shouted.
We'll try. All right, hey boys, let Mom through first, then you're next. Go!
Miss Jocelyn was able to squeeze through, followed by Miles, Malachi, Derek, and then Mr. Jim. Phew! Wow, thanks for saving us, said Miss Jocelyn. Now, how can we help? Well, I just called in to HQ and we're waiting for them to send us a lot of salt with a drone, said Ava. Wait a second, said Mr. Jim. Are you thinking about using that to pull the water out and shrink the plants? He got very excited. You nailed it, Mr. Jim, said Ava. Just let osmosis do the work for us.
Hey, Dad, said Derek. What's osmososaurus? What was it?
Oh, yeah, Derek, it's called osmosis. What Ava is planning to do here is brilliant! If we pour a whole bunch of salt at the base of the plants, the plants that just ate us, the salt is actually going to be able to pull the water out of the plant. thereby shrinking it back to its normal size. Off in the distance, Malachi heard the drone.
I hear the drone, he shouted.
Good ear, Malachi, said Jaden.
Hey, we could use all of your help. Everybody, grab a bucket of the salt and dump it on those giant carnivorous plants. Just make sure that you don't pour it on any other plant, because it will kill them.
Everybody started getting to work. Mr. Jim, Miss Jocelyn, Miles, Malachi, Derek, and Jaden were all grabbing salt buckets and pouring it on the giant carnivorous plants. After Ava passed out the last bucket of salt, she said,
Well, it looks like you all have this under control. My guess is Dr. Stinky Breath has bigger plans with this, so I'm going to fly up to the blimp and stop them before it gets out of control.
As she grabbed her jetpack, Mr. Jim said,
Good luck, Ava. We'll take care of all this down here. Just stay safe.
Meanwhile, the Purple Ninjas were finishing up their next batch of that water-expanding serum.
All right, little guy. Here's your special syrup. Just hold still.
Ouch! Hey, what's going on, Steve?
He bit my nose! Get him off of me! Get him off!
Hold still, hold still.
Why did we have to pick plants that bite?
Well, Steve, let me think. Do you think dandelions would be able to help us take over the world? Come on, Steve. Anyways, just show me how the serum is coming along. We need to hurry.
Ava had just arrived at the outside of the flying blimp. She was able to peek in through the window and hear what they were saying.
I knew they were doing something to the plants. Looks kind of like it's that serum that they're talking about. It's in that big container. I wonder if I pour some of the salt in there, maybe it will stop the osmosis process and the plant won't be able to absorb unlimited water. Brilliant.
Ava carefully climbed through the window while the Purple Ninjas were arguing about something. She poured all the salt she had with her into that container of serum and jumped back out the window and blasted off without even being detected. Wow, what an amazing spy that Ava is.
Okay, fine, Steve. Have it your way. You can have the boss's old stinky sock.
Yes, I've always wanted one of these.
Dr. Stinky Breath heard all the noise and came walking into the lab.
Stop fighting, he said. Purple Ninjas, we're running out of time. Pour the serum on all these plants now.
The Purple Ninjas started to pour the serum on their Venus flytraps.
Wait a second. Why are they wilting? What did you do? They're not getting bigger.
The Purple Ninjas were shocked.
Boss, I don't know what's happening. The serum was perfect and ready to go.
Does this look perfect and ready to go? Purple Ninja!
As Ava landed back down on the beach, Jaden and Mr. Jim were just walking out of the forest.
Ava, we're over here, shouted Jaden.
Hey, how's it going in there? Did the salt work?
Oh yeah, Ava.
Your plan was perfect, said Mr. Jim. They've all shrunk down back to their normal size.
Jaden, are you holding one of those Venus flytraps behind your back?
Yes. Yeah. This one was kind of cute, said Jaden.
I think it might be a fun pet. Well, you know, as long as it stays small, of course. Mr. Jim laughed. Well, you guys better get back to your families. Don't want to miss out on all the fun they're having.
Wait a second, said Jaden with big eyes. My ice cream!
Jaden pushed the turbo button on his jetpack and blasted off. Ava, what was that about? Said Mr. Jim, confused.
Oh, you know Jaden and his ice cream.
Wow, great job, Biology Squad. We saved the day. Holy smokes, I do not want any carnivorous plants getting ginormous and... Oh, that would be terrible.
It's a great thing that Ava saved the day through osmosis.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drumroll, please.
Happy birthday, Juniper Soojin Lee! Juniper loves singing and putting on plays. She loves wolves and hyenas, and she's traveling to Korea and Japan in the summer. Holy smokes, Juniper! Happy 6th birthday! I hope it's the best birthday ever! Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day. This is HQ, over and out.